Well, I've been waiting for this for quite some time. You see, for the last 35 years, I've been involved in tipping rugby league without much success. A few years ago, I won the Daily Telegraph tipping competition, but I ran last year, so Phil Rothfield organised for every time I tip this year for the wooden spoon to go under my head. Fortunately, it won't be there because Phil's will be there if he's fair and reasonable next year because he finished last this year and I finished third. But I'm always amazed when I get the chance to talk to people who've won the tipping competition. Now, this one we ran with the Continuous Call team with our wonderful sponsor On Deck resulted in a young lady from northwestern Sydney winning $20,000. Now, the CEO of On Deck, Cameron Pullman's in the studio. Cameron, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
Thanks for coming in, Cam. Now, the winner. This is it. Susan Christensen. You little devil.
Good morning.
Now, don't hide your light under a bushel here and be shy on me. You won
$20,000. I did.
I've got a few emails, and I won't name people that know you, that say you're almost forensic with this tipping. So the games start usually on a Thursday night, so when do you start doing the form for your tipping? Before the Thursday night game and get your tips in for the Thursday night, then the Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday?
Well, I do my research all week.
And what does that encompass? What sort of research are we talking about?
I look at favourites, I look at location, injuries, how many times people have played, things like that, and then just pick.
Are you a rugby league fan?
Not so much. I am now. But
are members of your family rugby league fans?
My family has always been fans of Parramatta.
Oh, well, you live out that way, so they've got to be.
Yeah, I remember having a lot of grand final parties in the 80s.
It's a lot now. That's rubbing it into those Parramatta. 81, 82, 83, then a long time between drinks. And then 86, and there hasn't been one since for all those long-suffering Parramatta fans.
Yes.
A long time between drinks. So you do that. You see, I'm disadvantaged, and that's why I'm going to claim I can't win. I've got to do my tips on a Monday night.
It's very unfair.
That's before the judiciary meets. That's before injuries are organised on the Thursday. So, you know, it's not good.
So I had a bit more of an advantage.
You had an advantage over me. But the point is there'd be thousands, tens of thousands of people in the competition like you who had the same advantage of putting their tips in at a certain time on a Thursday, and yet you still won. So going into the final rounds, obviously, you follow all the lists of who's winning and who's not. Were you confident you could come up with the right result in the final few rounds?
No, I wasn't. The first couple of finals, I did okay, and then especially the last one, I changed backwards and forwards quite a few times.
Did you?
Before I stuck with my decision.
But see, early in the season and during Origin time, there's a lot of upsets.
So
that form that you're talking about, you know, what normally would happen...
Didn't always work.
It goes out the window.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes. And so how many times do you tip 8 out of 8, do you know?
Maybe 4 or 5.
That's good. And what was your worst score through the year?
3, I think.
Yeah. Well, there were some times when 1 or 2 was a good score. You know, 3's not bad. If your lower score is 3, it's okay.
Yeah, I think about 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you now the hero in your household among family members that you
are
the king of the tipping competition?
And I am.
Are there neighbours now petitioning you and say, Susan, can you do our tips next year for us, please?
Not yet.
This will all happen. Now, Cameron was worried about how this process worked. Cameron, I can tell you that we're very organised here because I have a giant, giant check in front of me. We'll give you a proper check later, but this one will go on the wall at home, okay? So the check is made out from On Deck to Susan
That's
Christensen. $20,000 for the winner of the NRL footy tipping competition. We might even get Cameron to sign it as an acknowledgement that we've got a signed check for you. And that's what you get, my darling.
$20,000. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
And to GB, thank you.
Well done, darling. Well done. No, it's a big effort. It's a big effort. And I can guarantee there are people out there listening now who were in the competition who do computer models and do... I mean, there are people who take it very, very seriously. particularly when there's 20 grand up for grab. Cam, thanks not just for the 20,000, but for your support for my program and other programs, including the Continuous Call Team right through the year. I hope it's been a successful association. I hope it continues into the future.
Thanks very much, Ryan. It certainly will. And congratulations to Susan for winning the Continuous Call competition. And a great logic of how you go. I don't think I can ever win because I always tip Parramatta and always tip against Manly, which is not a good way to do it.
No, I think that's one of the problems. You know, when you've got a team you love, and this happens with the footy tipsters who are former footballers, Matty Johns will never tip against Cronulla, where he played, or Newcastle. Yeah. And if they have a bad year, one of the two, well, he can't possibly win. And Mark Gasney always tips for St George Illawarra. I mean, so there are those affiliations, and other people not closely connected with the club, but the long-time supporters can't find themselves tipping against the West Tigers or the Rabbitohs or the Roosters or whoever they might follow.
I'm pretty sure that's what all the boys at work did as well.
What they did?
Yeah.
Now, the boys at work, How are they feeling about this?
They've been mocking me endlessly, but...
Have they?
Of course.
Well, are you going back to work today or Monday?
Monday.
Yeah. All right, love, I'd like you to take the check in with you.
I can do that.
You take the giant...
I will absolutely
so
do that.
So the boys will be listening now. So, boys, when... Susan marches in on Monday. What I'd like you to do, how many boys were talking about at work?
That were in the comp, there were seven of us.
Okay, seven. I'd like the boys to form a guard of honour and let Susan come down with her arms outstretched and down the middle there with a cheque for $20,000 to acknowledge a wonderful performance, okay?
I'm going to let you know if they do that.
You make sure you email and let us know. Anyway, congratulations. It's well deserved. Spend it wisely.
I absolutely will.
Because you've worked hard to get it. Thank you, Cameron, and thank you to On Deck for your involvement. We look forward to it happening again in 2020. And it will be a miracle if you win it again. But
I'm going to do my very best.
You're going to do your best because you're not barred from entering again. You can come back and win again. Congratulations to you, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Susan Christensen and, of course, Cameron Pullman, the CEO of On Deck, in here to present the $20,000 prize. Fantastic stuff. 23 past 10, 23 past 9 in Queensland.